This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been talking Apple news this week. The company has a big event on September 9th, and a new iPhone is expected. There are also predictions about the company's first wearable device. But one thing the rumor mongers agree on is that the iPad may be about to grow a few inches. Bigger seems to be a trend in phones, sure. But why might Apple be stretching out its tablets? Marketplace's Annie Baxter takes a look.
Apple's iPads have been losing market share to cheaper, smaller smartphones, according to the research firm International Data Corporation, or IDC. Jitesh Ubrani, an analyst at IDC, says it might be time for the iPad to reach for new heights.
Launching a bigger iPad would help them gain a lot more revenue.
Ubrani says businesses, schools, and government offices increasingly use tablets and might like a bigger iPad screen. In the second quarter, 16% of tablet sales went to those groups. Van Baker is research vice president at Gartner Incorporated. He notes that Apple recently announced a partnership with IBM to offer businesses more apps and services. Baker says a bigger iPad might be good for companies that want to put stuff like spreadsheets on the device.
Things more on the content creation side than on the content consumption side makes sense to have a bigger screen.
Apple couldn't be reached for comment. A bigger iPad would theoretically compete with Microsoft's biggest Surface tablet, but analysts say the Windows system has not been popular on tablets. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.